God, to be alive today, that I can serve Him. Known Brother Frank about all my life, I guess, really. I'm just 58 years old, and I've known him ever since I can remember.
Yep.
His mom and dad was members of the church I was a member of so many, many years.
Yep.
Never forgot the story, Brother Frank. I've told it to you many times, of how Sister Katie, Brother Parrish, his mother didn't have any milk.
Right.
And Sister Katie fed him.
That's right. Nursed him.
Absolutely. Along with another baby. I never forgot. Brother Parrish told me that story many, many times.
Yeah.
And the love that she had, Brother Fred, for a mother that wasn't her baby, but the other mother couldn't supply the milk. And then there was no such things. Sister Louise is going out and getting the formula. There wasn't no such thing as formula then that I know of, Brother Jim. I don't think it had been cow's milk, which all you'd have had, or goat's milk or something. But I never forgot that story, and I think it's very true, and it really showed love. Sister Katie and Brother Harvey didn't have much. Brother Frank and them didn't have much bringing coming up.
Poor people.
Very poor. But, you know, I feel that we're rich in the Lord today.
Amen.
And I'm glad and thankful that God has blessed us to come again to the Little Jewel Church. That we could. I missed last Wednesday night, and I called, and I sat there on the front of the boat, and Reed and I talked, and Leonard and all of us talked. It's time for church to start, and had a good time, and most of all, I just rested. My body gets so tired sometimes of going. Brother Frank, but you have there still more need to go and travel and to do what you have to do. Somebody said, do you make yourself do that? I want to be spent for the cause of Christ, Brother Fred. That's what I want to do, Brother Lon. I'm not perfect in this land, and I never will be. But I feel that I'm going to a perfect land.
Yeah.
When life is over, Brother Junior, it really don't matter much what you accomplish in this life if you don't receive salvation.
Amen.
It don't matter much, Brother Frank.
No.
If you don't receive salvation, then it'd be better that you'd never been born.
That's it.
Be better that you'd never been born, Brother Brian.
Wow.
And that's a powerful statement within itself, Brother Lon. But I want you to know today that Christ come. And why did He come, brother? I read today and listened today. Brother Freddie, and I caught something out of the Scriptures, Brother Junior, that really made me feel good. That the way we ought to act. He said, in malice be you children.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're doing that, Brother Junior.
No.
But in God be ye men.
Yeah.
Is that right, Brother Junior, or not? So in malice be ye children. You know how children are, Sister Geraldine.
They forgive you right now.
They can fight among themselves, and 5 minutes, it's over with.
Yeah.
You know? But you know, today, the Apostle Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, and I done as a child. But when I become a man, what did I do, Brother Junior? I put away childish things. That doesn't mean that you don't forgive anymore, Brother Fred, because I want you to know that I'm not angry at my brethren.
Right.
Nobody am I angry at.
No.
I don't hold any anger in my heart, Brother Fred, for no man. And I don't want no man to hold anger for me. But I can't control what they do for me. All I can do, Brother Junior, is take care of myself.
Yeah.
That's all I'm required to do, Brother Paul, is for me to take care of myself. I can't take care of your problems. I'd be more than glad to help you if I could, Brother Fred. But I want you to know that your problem between you and God is your problem, whatever you have. Brother Junior, but I want you to understand, Brother Harvey, how long is it going to be until he calls an end to this? I don't know how long it's going to be, but I know this, Brother Junior, and that the signs of the times tell us that it's near, Brother Jim. And somebody said, I don't believe that. Brother John, it's got to be near. And I want you to know, brethren, y'all pray just for a minute of time. Today, yesterday, brethren, when's he going to come back? I don't know when he's coming back, Brother Junior, but I know that he's coming. Yeah. And some say, well, what's he coming for? I pray, Brother Fred, for a minute of time. Today, yesterday, brethren, I want you to understand, as they stood there and they watched him, I don't know, Brother Junior, I preach or not, I preach Sunday, and the Lord bless me, but this is a different day and a different time today. Yesterday, brethren, I know today, as they were standing and watching him go away, and Brother Junior, and he said unto them, you Galileans, why stand you watching at him? And Brother Junior, the one you see ascending shall return in what? In like manner. Yesterday, I want you to understand, brethren. And he said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I'll come again and I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am. There you may be also. And Brother Junior, and he said like this, where do you think he was going, Brother Fred? Yesterday, brethren, he wasn't going to heaven. And why wasn't he going to heaven? And Brother Kenny, heaven was already prepared, brethren. He left heaven, did he not, Brother Frank? Yeah. He was there, and he had a conversation with his father. Brother Fred, and I told him, he said, Father, I'll go down there, and I'll die in their stead. And I want you to know, Brother Junior, I want you to know, he was going to the cross, Brother Fred, and he was going to prepare a place for it. And I want you to know that it was already prophesied that he should die. Brother Fred, Brother Junior, but they thought they killed him, did they not? But they hadn't killed him, and because he told them, he said, I've got power to lay my life down, and I've got power to take it up again. Oh, Brother John, how long was he going to be gone? He told them, he said, you tear this temple down, and what will I do? And I'll rear it up in 3 days. Brother Bobby, he said, you mean to tell me that 46 years we've been building this temple, and you're going to rear it up in 3 days after it's tore down? And they didn't understand, Brother Frank. Brother Junior, I didn't know he was talking about his body. Yeah. But I want you to know, it was already prophesied that he should lay in the heart of the earth for that amount of time, Brother Frank. But on that third and appointed day, what was he going to do? He was going to come out of there. He come out of there victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Brother Bobby, I want you to know what got him out of there. Brother Dog, by the power of God, he come out of there. He was like the Hebrew children, brother. What did he do when they throwed him in the fire? Brother Junior, anything, they come out of there on their own. Brother Frank, I know they didn't have the power to come out of there on their own, but there was a man, when the old king went to look and see, did we not throw three in there? But I see a fourth man, and he knew what he looked like, did he not? trying to chant. Hey, didn't we throw three in there? Yeah, King, but I see four in there. And I'll tell you what he looks like, the fourth man. He knew what he looked like, brother. What he looked like, Brother Kenny. He said, one like unto the Son of Man. Oh, Brother Jim, hey, God was right there in there with them. And when they come out of there, Sister Betty, they didn't have a hair singed on her head, and not even the smell of smoke on them. But the Lord, to me, and so by the power of God, and they come out of the furnace, and the same thing in the lion's den, brother, and brother Junior, old Daniel was in there, and today the king didn't sleep well that night either, did he, and brother Frank, but he went and he said, oh, Daniel, oh, Daniel, has your Lord delivered you? Oh, yes, he delivered me. And I want you to know, Brother Fred, the same power of God back in them days raised my Savior that morning. Brother Frank, oh, Terry, you mean, the power of God is the same back then as it is today. It's the same, brother. It ain't changed, brother. Brother Frank, the power of God that ruled 40 years ago still rules today. The power of God that over 2,000 years ago, and then when our son, his son hung on the cross, the same power of God that was there, Brother Fred, is there still here today. Oh, one entity, and Jesus loves the world, brother. But he don't love the ways of the world, brother Frank. But I love Jesus because he loves me first, brother John. And I know, Brother Frank, when we were just boys running up and down Shelby Creek and Robson Creek, brother, did God know what we were going to do? Yeah, he did. But I didn't know, Brother Frank. Brother Junior, God knew everything from the beginning of the world. And known unto God was his works from what? From the beginning of the world. So therefore, brother and sister, in malice be you children, but in God be you men, brother, and brother Frank. And when you love one another, act like you do, brother. Don't just show the world that you need to show each other that you love them, brother. Oh, Brother Junior, I know that my time is growing short, but I want you to know I've given my life to him, Brother Frank, and I don't regret one moment of time that I've done for him. I've been the winner, Brother John, for everything that I've done and for the Lord. I ain't no loser in the Lord, and there ain't no losers in the Lord. I like to be on the winning side, don't you? And Brother Frank, and Brother Fred, I'm on the winning side. And you know what? Somebody said, Brother Terry, how do you know that? And because there's victory in Jesus. And Brother Junior, I've never found no victory nowhere else. And Brother Jim, but in him I found victory. And you know what, Brother Fred? When are you going to get the victory? I've already obtained eternal life. But in the morning, when I arrive to get up in that morning, brother, I've obtained victory, brother. Because I've defeated hell and the grave, Brother Junior, and death, brother. Brother Frank, so therefore, when I get to the other side, Brother Lon, I'm the winner over there, but I'm still a winner here, Brother Jim. Oh, Lord, I know that Jesus is the Lord. Brother Terry, how can you say that? Only by the Holy Ghost can I say that, brother. Brother Junior, read your Bible, brother. Study your Bible and see what it says, Brother Fred. The Bible says no man can say Jesus is the Lord except by what? By the Holy Ghost, brother. Oh, people. Brother Jim, yeah, but we got a group of people running around saying, I got saved, but I'm waiting on the Holy Ghost. Brother, I'm going to tell you it's a package deal, brother. Brother Junior, when you get it, you get the whole thing. Brother Lon, today, yeah, Brother Junior, so let's march on. And where are we going to? And we're headed home, Brother Frank. And like Brother Clifford said, Brother, stop arguing and fighting. Yeah. And just love one another. And all I want to do is get home.
Yeah,
Brother Kenny, and you know someday I'm going to reach it, Brother, Brother John. Oh, today, yeah, Brother Terry, yeah, what makes you go on? Sister Geraldine, the love of God is shed abroad in my heart.
Yeah.
You know when it happened, Brother Frank. You talk about running a survey back.
Yeah.
Brother Frank, I run a survey back every now and then to mile marker 146, Brother John, where the Lord come in, Brother Junior. I mean, you talked about this the other day. My people today, yesterday, Brother Frank, and when I go back to that spot, you know what, it all renews me all over again. Somebody said, Brother Jim, do you ever go back to that little spot in the apartment, and Brother Jim, where the Lord come in, and do you run it back every now and then? Why do you do that, Brother Junior? Because it gives me an assurance, Brother, that He's mine and I'm His, Brother Fred, and so therefore, let's go on and love one another, Brother John. Oh, today, yeah, should love one another. That's what Brother Junior, as Christ loved the church. What did He do for the church, Brother John? He died for it. So therefore, husband, love your wife, and wives, love your husband, as Christ loved the church. So therefore, Brother Frank, you and Sister Geraldine have lived together for 48 years. There's been a few arguments along the way. Sometimes Brother Frank wants to control, and sometimes Sister Geraldine wants to control, and that's the way it is in my house. Brother, I want you to know, I want God to control my life. Brother Junior, here's what I want. I want to spread the good news that Jesus come. What did He come for, brother? Did He come for a reason? I want you to know, like the Bible said, what did you go out to see, Brother Junior? Just a reed shaking in the wind? No, and a bruised reed. He want, Brother Junior? He won't hurt it, brother. Brother Fred, today, yeah, but Jesus is what it's about. It's not about me, Brother Fred. It's not about you. I don't care how much knowledge a man acquires in this world, Sister Kim. It's not about them. It's about Jesus, Brother Frank. And so therefore today, Brother Junior, today, yeah, God bless you, Brother Greg, wherever you are. I know He's with Mommy and Daddy, and Daddy loves them. Brother Frank, yes, I remember Brother Harvey and Sister Katie. For many years, I washed Brother Harvey's feet many a time, and He's washed mine. Brother Frank, he was hard in His way a lot of times, but I loved Him. Brother Frank, but there never was a sweeter woman live than Sister Katie. She suffered a lot, Brother Frank. But I want you to know her reward was over on the other side. Brother Junior, how you know her reward was over there? Sister Betty, the same as mine, brother. My reward is over there. But I want you to know, do we get a little payday along the way here? Yeah, we do. What do you mean, Brother Terry? Brother Junior, like the last fourth weekend here, we got a payday. It's good when you have two or three brethren preaching and the sisters shouting. That's just a little forte, Brother John. supposed to do. So therefore, today, somebody said, Brother Greg said, we send the CDs everywhere. And one time, Brother Greg said, he said, I got a little jealous. And Brother Junior, you remember me saying, he said, I want a CD of that Junior Ruggles and Terry Bryant. But he kept asking for them. And he said, Satan, come into him. He said, well, what about Greg Lewis? They wasn't asking for none of them. And Brother Junior, and I told him on Sunday morning when I was at Little Mary Church, and Brother Lon, yes, Brother Fred, I sat there and I said, and oh, Satan come to me, and he said, now look in here, you get up your power, and you can't make the arrangements today. And Brother Junior, that's what he told me right there. Somebody may not admit that, Brother, and Brother Junior, but it's the truth anyway. And you know, he said, now you're going to have to preach today because you ain't got the power to make the arrangement. And you heard what I said, Brother Junior, to him. I said, Satan, I'm not seeking no power, but I tell you what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to do what God wants me to do. And Brother Frank, yes, to do. Yeah, but Satan is conniving, Brother Junior, and he knows how to work with you. And so therefore, where does he work at, Brother? He works right in here. Yes, today, brother and sister, I want you to know that on my journey here, Brother Frank, when I saw you here tonight, about the last time I remember you in the Union Church, where we grew up at Alon, I remember the song you sang there on Saturday morning, and I remember the shouting, not because Brother Frank, because of the Spirit today. Yes, today, Brother Junior, because of the Spirit, we are what? We are set free.
Set free. Amen.
Set free. Yes, and if you're free, what? You're free indeed. And you know, Dad used to say like this, and he said, I'm God's free man, and I want you to know, where did God tell you to go? And he said, go out into all the world and do what, Brother Frank? And preach my gospel, whether you hear it or bear. But I'm particular where I go, Brother Junior, because I know there's some that won't hear me, and Brother Fred, yeah, but now I want you to know, I'll declare his word to any man that wants to listen. So therefore, but you can't go everywhere because they'll beat you down, brother. They'll talk about you. And they'll try to destroy your witness, brother. They will try to destroy your witness. Somebody said, "There's mean there's people out like that." Yes, today, brethren, there's people out there that will, brother friend, deliberately try to destroy your witness. Who are they, brethren? They're the servants of Satan. That's who they are. Who are they, Brother Junior? They have all the high offices in the churches, a lot of places, Brother Frank. Somebody said, "I don't believe that, brethren." Brother Fred, you watch the works, Brother Junior, and you'll find out. Well, today, brethren, I don't understand how people can do what they do and say they still love the Lord. I don't understand it, brethren. Yes, but I leave that between them and God. And so therefore, we're not going to take long. We got two birthday people here today. And you know why, Brother Junior, I love you. And not because it's your birthday. There's a lot of places, Brother Junior, they wouldn't give you the liberty that we got here. But I want you to know, I have nothing to give you that God ain't already given you. And I don't know whether they like it or not, brethren, but that's the truth anyway. Yes, today, if God has set you free, brethren, you're free and indeed. And I want you to know that I believe, and I told a brother one time, he said, I don't believe in this and I don't believe in that. And I said, I'll tell you what I believe in, the word right here. And I believe if a man's called to preach, that God has already ordained him, brother Frank. But I know this today.
wants to do better. The Bible says to lay not sudden hands on no man, brother. Don't it, Brother Junior? And I'm telling you right now, Brother Frank, I tell you, they didn't throw sudden hands on me at the Union Church.
Yeah.
They took a while before they laid hands on me,
yeah,
and ordained me, Brother.
Yeah.
Brother Junior. Yesterday, and we got them today, Brother. Laying sudden hands on anybody,
yeah,
Brother Junior. It's the truth now, Brother. You may not like it, but it's the truth anyway.
Yeah.
And I want you to know, the Bible said to know them that labor among you.
Yes. No.
You're not supposed to do. Put anybody up there, Brother Junior.
That's right.
Yesterday, somebody said that means a judgment of people. It may do in a lot of ways, Brother Junior. But I see them in our churches today, ordaining men today that ain't qualified, Brother and Brother Frank. You may not like that, Brother, but it's the truth anyway. And I want you to know, yesterday, I want you to know that I know that men are called of God, Brother. And said, I want you to know. He said, my people know my voice. All right then. If my people know my voice, Brother, when a man's preaching, whose voice is it, Brother Junior? It's the voice of Jesus. And they tell me I don't know who's called or not, Brother Fred. That's the way it is. Now, like it or lump it, Brother, that's where it is. When you're blessed to preach, Brother Junior, it's Jesus talking. Somebody tell you, Brother, that my people know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Sometimes I get up here and I'm trying to quit, Brother Junior. Sometimes I get up here and I ain't got nothing to say. But sometimes there's more than I can say. But I want you to know, Sister Louise, in that morning when I get there, I won't have to preach no more, Brother Fred. And what are you going to do, Brother Terry? I'm going to shout, Brother, and I'm going to give him praise when I get there. And so therefore, today, Brother Frank, and when I was just a boy, I never dreamed of being a preacher. But you know what? And I'm sure that you never either. The day you took and baptized you at the Robson Creek Church, you never knew you was going to preach,
that's
did
right,
you? But I want you today. Oh, Brother Robert Smith had an idea. I believe he's going to baptize you.
And
when he led you out in the water, Brother Frank. Brother, today, somebody said today that men don't have no idea, Brother. Today, I believe God revealed things to people, Brother Junior. And so, therefore, today, but here's the problem, Brother. They're writing a revelation from me and not from God, Brother Junior. That's the problem today. I'd rather be revealed by God than be revealed by man. Yesterday, but I want you to know, what is revelation, Brother Junior? They talk about it. What does revelation mean, Brother Junior? And does it mean reveal, Brother? And that's what it's for. And they say we don't know nothing about revelation. I wonder why he called it that then, Brother Junior, if we don't know nothing. Yesterday, brother and sister, gather today. Stay in the way, brethren. I being in the way, what, brethren?
The Lord
has led me. Where'd he lead me to? The house of the master, brethren. Yesterday, the other day, Sister Rita, I love you, honey. She's my sister in the Lord. When Ruth told them, she said, I'm just waiting on the master to come.
Yeah.
Brother Junior, I'm waiting on the master to come. She's ready to go home, Brother Junior. You know what? And she talked about Pike County. And she said, take me back. Take me back home and bury me. Brother Junior, that's where she wants to go. Lay me down in my home ground where I was raised,
yeah.
Brother Junior. And so therefore, today, but I I'm just waiting on the Master's call. Is that what we're waiting on, Brother Junior? Is the call of the Master. And the Bible said, and in this world call no man Master. Is that right, Brother Junior? I'm not going to call no man Master or call him Father. But I'm going to call him my Savior. And I want you to know, what is he? He's a Savior of the world. But he's a special Savior
to the believer.
And to the believer. Yes, today, so therefore, Brother Junior, so therefore, you know what, Brother Fred, I'd like to have grown the last 20 years like I have the last two, Brother Junior. Somebody said, I don't understand that. I do, Brother Junior, because God has revealed things. Brother, don't push it too long, Brother Junior. That takes a long time to learn something. It takes a long time. And that's the problem today. There's some trying to eat the meat in the day when they still need to be on the milk. And Brother Junior, oh, and I told him, Brother, the other day, I said, Jesus went to the cross and the one had to prepare a place for it. I want you to know. Somebody said there was no place until that time. There was a place, brethren. But I want you to know. Yes, if Christ had come and died, we would have been no way. There was no way. But he come to make a way. Him dying on the cross. Oh, stood up, brethren, didn't save nobody. But what happened? It made a way, It brought us back in favor with God. Did it not, Brother Frank? And I told them Sunday that I still believe sinners are called. Don't you, Brother Fred? I believe they're called. And you know what, Brother Frank? George Jones would have done good to listen to them voices that he talked about. Somebody said he didn't know what he was hearing voices. But he was, Brother Jim. He was hearing voices. What voices you think they were? There was a good voice and a bad voice. And I'm afraid, according to his life, he listened to the bad one, Brother Junior, for a long time. Yes, today somebody said, there ain't no voices. I want you to know. He said, listen to that low and still voice. Why is it low and still? It don't talk to these ears here. Because the Bible says, with the heart man what?
Believeth
unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Somebody said there's no need for confession. Brother Frank, my Bible says, except that you confess me before the sin and adulterous world, else I'll be ashamed to confess you before what? My Father and His angel. So, Brother John, we've been together a long time. But you know what, Brother John? We're going to be together for eternity. When this life is over, Brother Frank. Yes, I'm glad, Brother Frank. Yeah, you drove for 150 miles. Not to do what, brethren? And not to get big monetary value. And not that we ought to not help our brethren along the way. And put a tank of gas in their car every now and then. It's nothing but right, brother. I'll tell you what. You can't buy your way into heaven. Because why? Yes, it's already been purchased, brother. It's already been paid, brother. Like Brother Darrell Strong said, he heard him say, I sold my soul out. And he said, how can you sell something you don't own? You can't do that. Brother John, truly, he said, all my souls are mine. But the soul of sinner shall die. All right, if it dies, then Brother Frank, then it has to be resurrected, did it not? I want you to know, every argument about the resurrection, as simple as is, I am the resurrection. I am the way. I am the truth. Yes, and he said, when Moses went down there, he began to wonder, did he not, Brother Junior? And he said, who shall say that I sent me down here? What did he say, Brother Junior? Tell him I am that sent you. It's the still I am. And I want you to know, you to know. And he told Peter, he said, feed my lamb. Mine, Brother Junior. Not somebody else's. But he said, feed my lamb and feed my sheep and feed my sheep. Whose were they, Brother Junior? They was his. They wasn't mine, Brother Junior, but they were his. Yes, but I'm telling you, he was telling his preaching brethren to feed them.
Feed the flock.
Telling Peter, quit worrying about that law. Because it cannot bring life. It can't bring life. And those who seek to justify themselves by the law already fallen from grace. And I've heard them say there was no falling from grace. There was under that law, brother. If you try to justify yourself by the law, then you've already fallen from grace. Now I'm glad that God has blessed again.
Amen.
Brother Fred. And I want you to know, them brethren that don't enjoy preaching, they ought to quit, Brother Junior. They ought to quit.
And you can tell.
And those that don't feed the flock of the lamb, they ought to quit,
they
brother.
Ought
they ought to quit, brother. Somebody said, I'm like I said this story many times, and I remember it, Brother John. We was all sitting here one night, and maybe it was in the day, I don't know. Told your story many times, and Brother Baxter was good to me.
Yeah, me
but too. I was mean to him a lot. I wouldn't get up one time, and nobody else would get up, but he said he got up himself, and he called us all lazy preachers.
Yeah, amen.
And he was right.
Yeah.
He was right.
Such a lazy preacher.
But I thought to myself then, I thought to myself then, Sister Geraldine, if I had his deliverance, I wouldn't worry about it. And I coveted his gift now, brother. Now you can excuse me if you make me feel bad if you want to, Brother Junior. But I coveted his gift now, Brother Frank.
Yeah.
And now you may think that's wrong, but you better read your Bible, brother. The Bible said if you covet a gift, make sure it's the best one.
Yes.
Now, I like that. And I coveted Brother Bellotta, Brother Ivory's. I liked his gift, brother. I liked his gift. I know he was related to you, brother.
Yeah.
I know that. But I know today that if you covet a gift, you make sure it's the best one of all.
Yeah.
Is that right, Brother Finn?
Right. Make sure it's a good one.
And I thought to myself then, well, man, if I had your deliverance, I'd just pop right up there and go right on. But I didn't have it then, Brother Harvey.
Right.
I didn't have it then. I had to grow, brother.
Yeah, Lord.
I had to grow.
Amen.
And how did I grow, Brother Junior? In the truth. And the knowledge of all the Lord Jesus Christ, brethren. Not in my knowledge, brethren. What did my knowledge do? It just puffed me up, wouldn't it? That's all it would do, wouldn't it, Brother Frank?
Right.
That's all it would do. So I'm glad that God has blessed again to be here and to have us here. And I don't know what your mind, Brother Junior, to close.
Same, brother.